Important HPR announcement. Recently, our friend, 5150, lost his home that he shares with his father to a house fire. Both were able to make it out okay, but he is in the hospital with second-degree burns. His father is elderly and has been moved to assisted care while he is recovering. A fundraising campaign has been set up by Daniel Frey, which has already raised $1,423. Please consider donating. A link is on the main HPR website. Thank you. It is Monday, the 4th of August 2014. This is HPR episode 1566, entitled HPR Community News for July 2014. It is hosted by the HPR community and is about 40 minutes long. You can contact the host by emailing admin@hackerpublicradio.org or leaving a comment on this episode. It is part of the series HPR Community News, which is a monthly look at what has been going on in the HPR community. This is a regular show scheduled for the first Monday of the month and is open to anyone to participate. The summary is, Dave reviews the happenings for the month, with a brief visit from Pegwell.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, everybody. This is the HPR Community News for July 2014. And I'm Dave Morris, and along with me tonight I have...
I'm Pegwell. Hey, hey.
Hi, Pegwell. That's nice to have you along. I thought I was going to be completely on my own tonight, but I should say the reason that I'm running the show tonight is that Ken's on holiday. Can you believe that? How is it that he manages to escape from the HPR chains and get away? I don't know. But anyway, said I would stand in for him.
I'm just glad the dude finally took a break.
Yeah, I know. He was rushing about getting things finished before he left. And I think there was a distinct air of panic going on there. So I really got to talk him into sharing this load a little bit more. He's given me some access to some of the bits of it. So, you know, maybe he and I can share it a bit, and maybe we can share it out to anybody else who's interested somewhere down the road. So, yeah, it's difficult to put all to be on one guy's shoulders, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I haven't done an HPR show in a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's... anyway, it's nice to have you along tonight. Right, so tonight we have two new hosts to mention, and our hosts are Skyner, I think he pronounces it, not quite sure. Hopefully I'm right, and Mike Ray. So, and the way we're doing this, just as an aside, is that our new hosts are the people whose shows have been released during the month, as opposed to people who've got shows in the queue. So I thought that was probably less confusing than the other way around, but just to explain it. So have you heard many of the shows on HPR yourself, Pegwell?
I've heard quite a few. I haven't heard anything lately because I have been very busy.
Okay. Have you heard the last month's at all? Any of the things in the last month? Yeah?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. So let's start with we'll go through the shows from last month and start with show 1542 on the 1st of July. And that was CT, who was interviewing Agnes, who's an IT lawyer, and she had a particular interest in privacy aspects of things, and had some quite interesting things to say. Did you hear that one?
I did not.
As usual with CT's shows, he does some very good interviews. So has quite a skill at interviewing, and so you know we always welcome these. After this, the next one after this was Ken Fallon, who did one of the traditional shows, What's in My Bag, What's in My Toolkit, whatever. Ken seems to be carrying around a pretty amazing bag full of one hell of a lot of stuff, including two laptops, as far as I can see, multiple Raspberry Pis. This guy's a sort of computer center all in himself as he trots around. One of the good things about this particular show that I liked was all of the links, and documented the various items in a lot of detail, and it was really quite good to be able to go and follow these up and see what is this, what is he doing. So thanks for that, Ken. It was good. Next was show 1544, which was from Semiotic Robotic, who is doing this series of newscasts, open source news breaks, where he's been giving us various headlines from the source.com website. Some pretty cool stuff going on there, and always links to take you there and to read them. So it's definitely worthwhile to go and have a look at these, I find. Have you followed any of these up, Pegwell, at all? Obviously not. Pegwell stepped away for a moment. No problem. So next we had a hooker with another in the series of LibreOffice shows. I'm hopping about between two tabs here and not doing a very good job of it. So if you wonder why I'm sort of sounds if I've lost myself, it's probably because I have slightly. The series is developing very well. He's talking now about LibreOffice Calc, which is a pretty impressive bit of software, I would say, and concentrating at the moment particularly on charts and graphs. I've used charts and graphs in this thing and struggled a bit. I've certainly found that Ahuka's controlled and steady stepwise working through this stuff is really quite helpful. Pegwell's asked if he can interrupt for a second just to mention another thing. So just take a moment to do that.
Very recently, a HPR contributor and co-host of the Kernel Panic Ogcast and various other shows has suffered through a little bit of tragedy. His house burnt down. Him and his dad escaped, but so we have started a GoFundMe campaign for 5150. So if normally I don't come on to things and go, give this person money or something like that, but the guy could probably use it. So if you want to give him like, you know, $10, I'm sure that would mean a lot. So please check out the GoFundMe link and just give what you can.
Thanks, Peg. Well, that's great. I prepared some notes for this particular show, and in there I've put a section on the mailing list discussions and have made reference to this particular thing with a link to Dan Fry's a campaign page, so people will be able to follow the notes to find that particular thing. So thanks a lot for that. Okay, Pegwell's going to step away now, so thanks very much for that. So next in the shows for this month, last month I should say, it's August now, was 1546, which was the last community news show, usual sort of thing, community news, 1 hour, 35 minutes. And that was followed by 1547 from David Whitman, which was a show he'd reserved for his birthday, which was July the 8th. And it was entitled My Linux Experience Birthday Special. So this was a very interesting show, starting with reminiscence of a particular cake that his mother made. Sounded great. And some history of how he had got into Linux. So I love these shows, and I particularly like the idea of doing a birthday show. I think nice if more people were able to do that type of thing. Next we had 1548, which was Peter 64's show on tools for home automation. And this was Peter and Jonathan Nado talking about, to some extent, about accessible computing, but also about some of the possibilities in the various items of software for automating your home. Assuming that Peter's heavily into this type of thing, which is sounds very, very cool. Some of the pointers there I found quite intriguing. Always wanted to do this, but never quite got around to doing it. So there were some good pointers there for following his lead. Next, Curtis Adkins, CPrompt, did a show called Cool Stuff Part 1. He's talking about a bunch of items that he's classified as cool, and I very much agree with him. He's talking about BeyondPod, and you are listening to site, and a particularly cool device, a Wallet Ninja tool, and finishing off with a reference to band that he was a member of. So that was good. I enjoyed that. 1550, show 1550 saw the next in JWP's series on file systems. This one was about the EXT 3 and 4 file systems. I'm sure we've all used. These are good pointers to stuff about file systems. Makes me want to go and dig deeper. A few show notes would have been helpful, perhaps, and a few links, but do appreciate the fact that this is being done as a heads up to people about what's out there in terms of file systems. Show 1551 was new host Skyner's talk on Bitcoin mining. He was describing how he had created a Bitcoin mining system. Went into quite a lot of detail about what this consisted of. It's an interesting subject, and there was quite a lot of useful points there. And it was a very detailed talk. Again, I would have quite liked a few more notes personally, just to give me some better idea of what the parts were, what the bits were. But good luck in running this, and make a lot of money that way. Show 1552 was the next in the series from Semiotic Robotic. In this particular one, he points at an article where Mark Johnson was interviewed. Mark Johnson, I hadn't quite realized, was involved with the opensource.com people. And this is the same Mark Johnson as involved with Linux. No, sorry, not Linux Outlaws, UUPC podcast, and is also involved with organizing PodCamp this year. So that sounds most interesting. I hadn't realized Mark was based in Oxford, so obviously why PodCamp is going to be there this year. So that was... Next, we had another contribution, show 1553 from TuxJam. This was show 33 and a third. How we got into Linux, where both Andrew and Kevi were talking about their roads to Linux. And I thought this was a brilliant show. I really enjoyed this. Very different experiences, the two hosts on the way to Linux. The terrible Irish accent at the end was very funny. The next show was 1554, which was Audiobook Club, where the book The Crown Conspiracy, the audiobook, was discussed. Now, I've not been personally following these. I did start listening to this particular one, but I just don't seem to have the time to listen through to books like this. I think I've probably listened to too many podcasts to really participate in this, but they did a really amazing job of reviewing this book. They also mentioned coming up soon would be reviews of two more books from contributors to HPR, particular in the note series mentioned Street Candles from Lost in Bronx soon. Show 1555 saw next in Ahuka's series, 33 in his LibreOffice Calc series, in talking about charts and graphs. This was followed by 1556 from Thistleweb, looking at tools for screenplay writing. So this is an area that I know nothing about, never really being a writer. It's quite surprising how sophisticated these things sound in terms of how they guide you with the production of scripts. But it's quite a fascinating insight, I thought. Next, we heard Ahuja again in his series on privacy and security, talking about encrypting email on Android and managing keys and so forth. He was talking here about the K9 Android client and APG. Now, I know a lot of people have got into this. Personally, I haven't. I do have an Android phone, but I haven't particularly wanted to read my mail through K9. But I think maybe it's something I should be looking at. But this was very timely talk, I thought. Show 1558 from Christopher M. Hobbs was entitled Lunch Breaks, where he was talking about using lunch break to get away from lunchroom or from the desk or cafe or wherever and get out and do some exploring around location or in your location or wherever. A very interesting idea, actually. Very, very nicely put together and well thought out, I thought. I've worked in the city of Edinburgh and always used my lunch break. I don't work anymore. I'm retired, but always use my lunch break to get out and look around Edinburgh, find out more about it, which is an interesting city. But I've never done things quite like this of looking at stealth urban exploration. Is quite an interesting concept. Next, we had a contribution from Nightwise, show 1559. He was talking about that decision that you need to make sometimes as to whether to buy you the new gadget or maybe reuse what you have already. And I do very much agree with that philosophy, not being one for buying stuff when I don't have to. I live in Scotland. Scots are supposed to be quite mean. I don't think it's that. I think it's just good practice. So I thought this was a well-reasoned discussion and highlighted well the fact that we are under heavy pressure to chuck out devices and buy new all the time, which I do not agree with. Next, we had JWP with the next in his file system series, which was on Riser FS. If you look up Riser FS, it's quite a fascinating file system using a journaling approach. One of the very earliest ones, I think, available on desktop at least. So it's quite an interesting thing to find out about. There's lots of information about it. Mike Ray gave us his first show in 1561, How I Got Into Accessible Computing. Mike was telling us about his own position, visually impaired, and some of the software that's available to assist with this and other accessibility issues. The main thing I came away with from this was that Mike seems to be a really busy guy, and it's really good to hear from him, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more from him. I know that he's got another show coming up next week, so thanks, Mike. Very good. Show 1562 next from Sigflop was one of these shows that came away from feeling a little bit stunned. She was telling us about how to produce Android applications by cross-compiling on Linux system. Sounds very impressive. It's really detailed stuff as always, and definitely deserves deeper examination. I've had a quick look at the various files the two files that she's offered up here, see if I could make head or tail of them, and I think it'll need a lot more thought than I've given to it so far to fully understand what she's doing. But wow, thanks for this. It's very good. Mr. X was next, doing us a show, 1563, Starting Programs That Boot on the Raspberry Pi. And this was a discussion about how to amend the file, etc., rc.local. Call it etc. Everybody else seems to call it Etsy, but there you go. Anyway, rc.local is one of the chain of files that gets run at boot time. And he's using it as a means of starting up long-running tasks, such as instance of AMixer, which reroutes audio output to the headphone socket. He starts up a DiddyWiki instance he runs a screen session she can attach to. That's actually very cool. I was quite impressed with that. I need to think more about this. I haven't completely thought about the business of doing that. It's got multiple sleeps so that although the three tasks are being fired off one after the other, they wait different amounts of time so that they don't run in parallel, which I don't quite see why. What's wrong with running them in parallel? Do they actually trample on one another if they do run in parallel? I'd be interested to know what the reasoning for that is. Maybe on a Raspberry Pi, they would interact with one another. I don't really see why they should. Anyway, it's just one of these things that I'm intrigued by. I'm sure there's a good reason that I can't see here. But anyway, it's a fascinating show. Thanks for it, Mr. X. It was certainly food for thought. Last in the month series, we had show 1564 from Semiotic Robotic doing another list of headlines for the opensource.com site. I must admit, I haven't actually had a chance to follow these up, but I do try and go and look, follow his links after listening to the show, because the opensource.com site is, it's well worth the read. It's got some excellent articles on it. So that's this month's shows. Rather rushed through, I'm afraid. It's hard to have a conversation when it's just the one of you talking about these things. So in previous months, we've followed this with a quick review of what's been happening on the mailing list. Now, one of the things I've been doing behind the scenes is to produce various tools and odds and ends to help with the running of things. And one of these is a show note generator for this particular show. I wanted to be able to pull details off the mailing list so I could do a summary in the notes, but it's proved to be quite difficult to do because, the mailing list is not accessible and is not being archived, as a mailman list normally is. And on the gmain site, where everything goes now, it's not that straightforward to get the messages off in an easily workable way. But I haven't really looked at it in great detail. Anyway, that's just a preamble to my quick review of what's been going on. Now, I've included this in the notes so that if you're not a member of the mailing list, you can go and look at stuff sent using the Gmail link, and you might see something in this list that is of interest to you. If you do follow the mailing list, then this will help to remind you, or you can simply skip over it. So first item was Ahuka's interview by Semiotic Robotic, which was highlighted on the list. Ahuka did a nice interview on the opensource.com site. Then there was a discussion of OgCamp 14, wondering who was going to go to it and whether we could run an HBR table. We do actually have a reserve table, but not quite sure who's going to be able to man it at the moment. Did find out through the mailing list who has the table kit as well. Then Ken received a message from Montana, saying that right, Montana Ethical Hackers, who want to broadcast the HBR content on a show, End of the Dial Hacker Radio, which obviously the answer was yes. Then the fact that the Mumble server has moved was mentioned. And then there was some discussion about last month's community news and other community news episodes where Ken and I had been bantering about database design. I was suggesting a way of doing many-to-many relationships in the database that runs HBR. So we have shows with multiple hosts. And obviously we have multiple shows for hosts. So there's a many-to-many relationship between hosts and shows. Ken wants to do it in a method that I certainly don't agree with. Anyway, this initiated a response from Mike Ray, who offered to do a show, which is currently sitting in the queue waiting to go next week. So that was great. Thanks, Mike, for that. Pleased to find out that Mike thinks about this the same way that I do. There's quite a lot of discussion on the list about the audiobook club. Let's talk about the next recordings coming up and the Mumble change. And at one point, discussion about the feeds or Lost in Bronx's show, particular book, I should say, Lost in Bronx's book. Then there was a slight misunderstanding about what had been said on the last show relating to Jonathan Nado and Orca, which was resolved fairly easily, I think. And quite interesting discussion about what's actually going on in the accessibility world as well. There was a brief discussion about production of shows and the audio and the use of HTML or show notes, if possible. Then the subject of should we publish the HPR download stats came up, seems that the consensus is that we should. Ken has accepted that and is going to be doing this as time permits. Then we had 5150's devastating news that he announced to us that his house had been burnt down fire, pleased to hear that he and his father are okay, but 5150 had got some burns which needed treatment. And as Begwell mentioned in his flying visit earlier on, there is a Fund Anything site that's been set up by Dan Fry called Help 5150, and I've linked it in the notes. So if you feel that you can contribute anything towards 5150 and getting himself back on his feet again, please do. Then we had another large discussion about the future of the hosting site that HPR runs on at the moment. And Josh Knapp, who been the administrator, the behind the scenes, really, is setting up his own hosting company called anhonesthost.com, link in the show notes, to which HPR will be migrating, the website will be migrating there. There is going to be an acknowledgement and a thank you to Josh's company in the intro. I think that, definitely the last few shows that have come out this month contain this already. Ken has been going through the queued shows and replacing the intro part, and similarly with the outro, as a new outro that's being added. There's quite a lot of discussion about what this intro and outro are going to contain, and there was also discussion about there being a summary of the show after the intro, whereby people could determine whether this was a show they wanted to listen to without actually having to listen to much of it or look at the website to find out what it was. At the moment, I think we're going to be using text-to-speech to generate this, but it's still pending. I'm not fully up to speed with the details of this. Finally, in the mailing list discussions, Ken announced that the new intro, outro, and template files are now available. He has generated new show note templates, samples, because the header, the required header that you need to add to your show notes, has been changed. And these details are available in the samples and are explained in a lot of detail on the HPR site, and I've linked to that. So one of the things that my script-generated show notes doing after long discussion with Ken is to generate a summary of the comments that have appeared on the website. And at the moment, I'm going to put up these notes with this summary. It's just a one-line summary per comment, so it's not going to produce massively complex notes. There's no point in having the full comment in the notes when the comment exists elsewhere anyway. But it's maybe useful to have a pointer to the fact that comments were made, because there have been many instances lately where people have put up shows and had comments about them and have not known that they've been comments, because there's not an easy way to know unless you're monitoring the comment RSS feed, which I'd recommend doing if you're into RSS. That's what I do to see what's new. But having a list of what's happened in regard to comments in the show notes here seems like a good idea. If you think otherwise, then let us know. But we're going to go with that for this time anyway. So I've organized the list of comments, of which there are 13 in the past month, in reverse chronological order, grouped by show number. and just go through them fairly quickly. Firstly, there was a comment relating to show 367. Somebody's obviously going through the show history, the archive, some form or other, which is great. This was a show put up originally by Chad Wallenberg. He sang a song titled "Screw You Hacker" after his server had been hacked. And this was Georgie, somebody called Georgie, who was commenting on the song. Reminds me of Richard Stallman, he says, which is interesting. Then there was a comment about show 1199 from Don Fry. This was Frank Bell talking about old-time radio, and Frank got a lot of comments about this over the time the show was posted back in, let me see, 2013, early March 2013. So this was another comment. I'm not really sure what this is about. Cannot register forgot password. Sure, that's in relation to, maybe Frank understands that. Next was show 1284, which was John Culp talking about blather with Jezra. And there was a guy called Ash who had been asking for help with setting this up. It was a case where it was really hard to know that there was a request for help through the comments. And John wrote back via the comment system some suggestions to Ash. 1538, we had a comment on it. And this was John Culp's show about overhauling the School of Music website. I commented on Wayback Machine and how you can look back through that, which is part of the archive.org, to look at snapshots of a website back in time. And I used to work for a university here, did use the Wayback Machine quite a lot, find some of our awful, awful, awful websites that we'd created back in time, early days of the web, quite funny to look. Anyway, John came back and said, thanks for the tip. Says he wants it to go away. I don't know whether he's having the same reaction that I did to some of our ancient websites. Knew nothing about how to make HTML in those days. It's HTML1, and it was probably, and it was dire. Anyway, this is the nature of hindsight. 1549 was Cool Stuff Part 1 by Curtis Adkins that I talked about earlier on, and Pokey was commenting on it, saying cool stuff. And Skyner's show on Bitcoin mining was also commented on by Pokey, said it was very interesting. I think it's in front of me here. He asked, oh, have you made any money yet? Or something to that effect, which is, yes. Have you made any profit from this yet, says Pokey. Well, good question, and good luck with that. Good luck indeed. 1553 was Pokey's comment. There was a comment on show 1553 about Tux Jam episode that mentioned a while ago. But, Pokey also enjoyed the episode. There was a comment on show 1554 from Colin, who I believe submitted a written contribution to the review. So he was pleased that his comments were well taken. Colin's in the UK, if I remember right. He joined us on a community news to back, and so I think the timing for the audiobook club is a bit difficult for us UK-based people, which I think was what the reason he couldn't make it. If you got work in the morning, I think it might be difficult. 1558 was a show that got a lot of comments, and this was Christopher M. Hobbs' show on what he does in his lunch break, and people appreciated this. Mark Waters was impressed with it. Ken said, get a recorder, portable recorder, and get some interviews with people as you visit places. If you're getting tours, I think Ken's point was, if you're getting a tour of a place from somebody, an impromptu tour, then see if you can record it. Sounds like a great idea. It would be a really interesting thing to be listening to, I think. Boki was very keen on this show as well. See somebody who does something very similar. And last was a comment from Beezer, who seems to have done a number of these types of things and offered a few hints on how you could look like you have a right to be there if you're going somewhere where maybe you should, a little bit questionable as to whether you should be there, look like you should. Somebody once told me that if you look part and you're maybe carrying a clipboard, maybe it was from times long by when people did carry clipboards, you had one then and looked sufficiently official, then get away with a lot. Never tried it myself. And finally, there was a comment on show 1563, which was Mr. X's show, which I mentioned just recently, I should say. And this was from Etalas, who made some suggestions about writing a function to do the incremental sleep for firing off some of these backgrounded subshell jobs that Mr. X was talking about. Sounds like a good idea. So that's pretty much it in terms of comments. It's been a good number of them this month. There is just one tiny thing to mention before I wind up, and under the heading of any other business, I guess, if we have that. I think we did at one time. Anyway, it's a sort of blow my own trumpet thing to some extent, but it's also an HPR trumpet blowing thing. One of the shows I did back in time last year, I can't remember which show it was now, was about some scripts I'd written to download stuff from Magnatune. Tune is a music site that I'm a member of. And I, as part of what I did there, I put the scripts up on the Gitorious site as a free download. I never got any feedback for the show, I expect. But it's always nice if you feel like you want to say something to somebody who's done a show, then do so, because it can make your day if you get something, some comment to the effect that you've done something that people liked or even didn't like it. Anyway, this show was, I just found it, 1204, My Magnatune Downloader. Anyway, during July, I suddenly got an email out of the blue, which was a bug report. And a guy from, I think, Switzerland was saying, there's a problem with your script, and I'm getting this error message. It actually turned out that it was a problem with Magnatune. Their XML was faulty for a particular album the guy was downloading. I showed him how to contact them and get it changed, which they did very quickly. And he was able to get the thing that he wanted. But it was just really to say that sometimes the things that we do through HPR have a wider audience than you might think. I did actually update the scripts on Gitorious and pointed them out to this guy, so they're a little bit more resilient to faults like this in the future. So it's nice that I have one customer of something I produce for HPR. So I just thought I'd share that with you because I thought you might find it either amusing or intriguing. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.